用这样的经文做我们的开篇的引言。马太福音19章14节，耶稣说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。”另外一处的经文是在马太福音18章1到3节，当时门徒进来问耶稣说：“天国里谁是最大的？”耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们中间，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。”
Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 3. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, until you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven."
请问耶稣为什么让我们学像小孩子的样子？为什么
？I would like to ask, why did Jesus, ask us to be like a children, like a child?
因为小孩子单纯、谦卑。
Because children are humble and pure.
所以，就像马太福音18章4节所讲的，所以凡自己谦卑向着小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
So in Matthew chapter 18, verse 4, therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
大家不知道在生活中发现没有，说人到了成年以后啊，有一个阶段是会变得很单纯。
I don't know whether you feel that when we become adults,There is a period of time when we become very pure.
那我想请问，成人在什么阶段，处于什么样的生命状态的时候，最容易变得单纯
？And I would ask, do you know at what period of time, in what kind of condition we can become pure?
甚至有人说，他单纯到一个程度，变到了一种有点盲目的。发痴的情况是哪个阶段
？Even to the degree that we become blind and stupid.
人在恋爱的时候。
When we fall in love.
恋爱呢，实际上是我们人生中最具挑战的事情。
Falling in love is the most challenging thing in our life.
人在恋爱的时候，如何把握情感和理智这样的尺寸？
So when we fall in love, how to make sure that we can control our emotion and rationality?
缺乏理智的爱会使人达到一种痴情的状态。
So the love without rationality, can reach a step of unreasoning love.
会将对方的缺陷呢、弱点呢都看得那么美丽。
So we would,
因为我喜欢。
Beautify.The other's shortcomings, weakness, because, you know, you are in the love.
那相反，过于理智的爱呢，会导致无情的判断。
So on the other hand, love without rationality, it can result in unemotional judgment.
将对方的身高啊、学历啊、长相啊、存款呐、等等外在的物质的条件，作为衡量的标准。
So you would like put a lot of features like height, appearance, degree, deposit as your priority standards for the judgment.
所以，如果能将情感和理智两者有机的结合起来，是非常智慧，但是呢，却是不容易做到的事情。
So if you can combine both together effectively, you know, you should be very is wise, but it's not easy to do it.
有一对年轻人在确定了恋爱关系之后
，When a young couple went steady，
那个男生就问那个女生说：“你不嫌我是单眼皮吗
？”The boy asked the girl, "Do you mind I have a single fold eyelids?"
那个女生呢，既有情感又不失理智的回答说
：“And the girl answered with emotion, without and also with rationality.
虽然你是单眼皮，但是我发现你的父母亲、你的哥哥、你的姐姐、你的弟弟，他们都是双眼皮。
Although you have single fold eyelids, but your parents, sister, brother, siblings, they all have double fold eyelids.
所以你的遗传呢，将来一定也都是双眼皮。
So your descendants will have double, fold eyelids.
说谁呢？
What are you talking about?
在圣经中，耶稣称门徒是世上的盐。
So in the Bible, Jesus called his disciples the salt of the earth.
盐的化学成分是氯化钠。
So we know the chemical element of salt is sodium chloride.
所以盐是由钠和氯组成的。
It's composed of sodium and chlorine.
钠是一种极度活跃而不稳定的化学元素。
Sodium is a very active but unstable chemical element.
就像恋爱中的痴情一样。
It's like the unreasoning love.
那氯的特点是什么？氯的特性是什么？是一种有毒的气体。
What's the feature of chlorine? It's a poisonous chemical gas.
那我们可以称它呢，有点像恋爱中的理智一样。
So it's like the rationality in love.
但奇妙的是呢，当钠和氯这两种分别是极不稳定的和有毒的物体结合在一起，形成氯化钠之后。
So it's amazing that when these two elements they are combined together, unstable and also poisonous materials.
注意啊，是有毒的和那个极不稳定的这两个东西结合起来形成的东西，成为我们人类生活中的必需品了。
So one is unstable, the other is poisonous. But when these two together, they become sodium chloride, but become the necessity of our daily life.
成为我们食品的营养成分中不可缺少的调味剂。
And becomes indispensable flavor enhancer.In our diet and nutrition.
所以，同样作为基督徒，我们身上可以发出爱和真理。
In the same way as Christian, we can discover love and truth in ourselves.
这爱和真理呢，就像钠和氯一样。
Love and truth, they're just like sodium and chlorine.
就像情感和理智。
Like emotion and rationality.
所以说，没有真理的爱会成为盲目的痴情。
Love without truth can become blind, unreasoning love.
那没有爱的真理呢？怎么样呢？可能就会像有毒的气体一样，令人窒息的。
But the truth without love, just like poisonous chlorine gas, it can make us suffocate.
那现在请大家翻开手中，你如果有圣经的话，翻到新约圣经腓立比书一章九到十一节。
So if you have Bible, please open it and turn to Philippians, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11.
那这段经文可以说是为我们基督徒生命成长的秩序描绘出了一幅美丽的图画。
These scriptures describe a beautiful picture about our Christian spiritual growth.
一个基督徒就好像一棵幼苗，从爱心扎根。
A Christian just like a seedling, rooted in love.
然后发芽长出枝叶。
Sprout, grow leaves.
靠着耶稣基督，在知识和见识上多而又多的成长、开花，最终结满了仁义的果子。
Then abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, blossom.And filled with the fruit of righteousness through Jesus Christ.
这就是今天我们要借着这段经文一起来学习思想的主题：基督徒生命成长的要素。
So this is the theme, topic we are going to think, reflect about through this scriptures, the elements of Christian spiritual growth.
我将从三个方面展开今天的主题。
I would like to discuss about the topic from three aspects.
首先是腓立比书一章九节上半部分所引出的基督徒生命成长的季节。
First is from the first half of verse 9, the season of Christian spiritual growth.
许多弟兄姐妹从中国大陆来到美国之后才发现。
So many brothers, sisters, friends, after they came from
地大
mainland
物
China
国
to the
这个
United
词
States,
在这个国度好像是更适合一点。
The phrase vast territory and abundant resources, it can be better described about the United States.
因为自从工业革命将近150年之来，这个国度从来没有制定过什么计划生育的国策。
This country never set up a policy about family planning after the Industrial Revolution about 200 years ago.
那为什么人口还至今这么少？稀少可以。
Why is it still sparsely populated?
家家的房前屋后的地那么宽阔。
There's a lot of land, in front of or at the back of each house.
每家呢都可以种植花卉、果树、蔬菜、瓜果等等。
So we can plant flowers, fruit trees, vegetables.Melons,
尤其是在我们南湾地区，更是地广人稀。
Especially in this Michiana area, it's sparsely populated.
家家你看看，要么是男耕女织，要么是女织男耕，或者是女耕男织。
So every family, you know, men do farm work, while women weave, or the opposite.
因为有的家庭是弟兄，有的家庭是姐妹，在家里边房前屋后呢种花。
Some family is brothers, some family is the sisters who use their spare time to plant melons and beans.
那我在房子住的房子后边种了一块菜地。
And I also do that.
不但可以吃到新鲜的应时的绿色的菜蔬食品。
Not only we can have fresh vegetables and seasonal vegetables.
还有第三项功能。
And third function of it.
也是最主要的功能对我。
Most important function for me.
虽然我现在可以左右开工用鼠标，但是呢，这个电脑病呢时常会发生，所以我在菜地里边就是为了协调这个电脑病。
So although I can use the computer mouse with my left or right hand, but doing this it will help me reduce my computer arm pain.
因为长时间坐在电脑上预备讲章预备一些东西的时候，两个胳膊要需要协调。
So because sometimes I sit too long in front of the computer, I need time to relax.
那无论是种植水果蔬菜还是花卉，请问其中一个重要的也是基础的环节是什么？
So no matter whether you plant fruit, vegetables or flowersBut I would like to ask you a question. What is the most important step in this whole process?
就是在秋末和入冬的季节来到之前，要培植土壤，要预备肥料。
That is before, during the winter and before the spring season, we need to cultivate the soil and prepare manure or fertilizer.
下功夫的施肥培植，这就像。为我们基督徒生命发展所需要的祷告一样。
Make efforts to spread manure or apply fertilizers. It's just like the prayer as Christian, for our Christian spiritual growth and development.
这就是腓立比书一章九节开始所讲的，我所祷告的。
So this is like the phrase, the scripture, Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.This is my prayer.
我所祷告的就是施肥，就是培植。
This is my prayer. It is prepare manure or fertilizers.
预备基督徒生命成长的季节。
Cultivate the soil and also prepare the season of Christian spiritual growth.
所以在这里，保罗给我们做了一个榜样，就是他在为他人祷告、祈求。
So here, Paul set up a good example for us. He is praying for others. He is the supplicant.
那请问弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，我们最大的把握是什么
？So I'd like to ask you, brothers and sisters, as Christian, what is our biggest assurance?
最大的把握就是有永生。
The biggest assurance is to have eternal life.
如果我们所相信的只是一位自称为救主弥赛亚，最终呢与两个强盗一起被钉死在那象征着羞辱的十字架上，到此为止。
So if it's what we believe in is the one who self-claimed as the Savior Messiah, and finally.Was crucified on the shameful cross with two robbers, and that's it.
那样的话，我们真可称为是一群愚拙的人。
If that is the case, we can be called a group of fools.
但是圣经告诉我们一个事实。
But the Bible tells us the truth.
我们所相信的是为了赦免人的罪而降卑为人的上帝。
The one who we believe in is God.Who humbled himself?
他虽然被钉死在十字架上。
Who humbled himself and appeared on earth?
但是他被埋葬三天之后复活升天了。
And forgiven our sin, although he was crucified on the cross, but he was, raised after 3 days.
正如圣经所讲的，罗马书八章三十四节，有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活。在现今在上帝的右边也替我们祈求。
So like Romans, chapter 8, verse 34. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is always interceding for us.
耶稣基督带给了我们永生的盼望。
Jesus Christ has brought us the hope for eternal life.
带给了我们一个永恒的国度。
He brings the eternal kingdom for us.
更为我们树立了一个代人祷告的楷模。
And he is a good example of the supplicant.
并且将这个祷告的权柄赐给了我们每一位信徒。
He also bestowed on us, every Christian, the power of supplication.
你看约翰福音有两处，一个是十四章十四节，你们若奉我的名求什么，我就必成就。
So there are two related verses in, John chapter 14. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
另外一处是约翰福音十五章七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成。
Another verse, John chapter 14, verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you.
John 福音十五章
chapter 14, verse 7.
十五章
chapter 15, verse The other is 14.
所以这是让我们看到一个代求者的条件。
So here we see the condition to be a supplicant.
你们若奉我的名来求的话，你们若常在我里面的话。
Ask me for anything in my name, if you remain in me.
这是主耶稣基督赐给我们基督徒奉耶稣的名为他人代祷的一把金钥匙。
This is the gold key that our Lord Jesus Christ bestowed on us Christians to be the supplicant. And it's also the basic element for our spiritual growth.
所以在这新年的时候，我想借着这样的经文来提醒弟兄姐妹们，说不要小看我们每一个基督徒为他人代祷的力量。
So on this first day of our new year,Don't belittle the strength of supplication, of praying for others.
前一段时间我们切切代祷，为一个小弟兄代祷。
So in the past days, we pray urgently for our brother.
他似乎被医院都判了死刑，但是他今天来到我们这儿，大家看一下，看这个小弟弟。
He was almost sentenced, like given death sentence by the hospital, but today he's here with us.
或许我们许多弟兄姐妹们在代祷这个事情上呢，存在一些心理的误区。
Maybe sometimes many brothers and sisters have misunderstanding of supplication.
啊，教会代祷的事工呢，就是属于牧师和长执同工的事情。
The ministry of supplication actually belongs to pastors, the elders, and the deacon.
所以每周三晚上教会的祷告会呢，只是牧师啊、神学生啊、教会的领袖、长执们，还有那些对祷告有负担的弟兄姐妹们，是他们的事情。
So every Wednesday night, when we have the church prayer meetings, only pastors, seminary students, or the elders, leaders, or those who have burden for prayer come to the church to pray.
听完这句话，大家是不是又在琢磨着2017年新年的开始的时候呢，牧师又要动员大家来参加祷告会了？
Maybe at this moment you wonder, now the first day of 2017, pastor would like to urge us to pray.
每年我都会发起一轮新的攻势。
So every year at this time, I would like to urge you to pray.
因为为他人祷告是我们基督徒的权柄。
Supplication is our power and authority of every Christian.
是我们每一个基督徒接受上帝的任命的事情。
It's a commission from God.
是一种极宝贵的力量。
It's the most valuable strength.
我们的教会需要每一个信徒的代祷。
Our church needs every Christian's supplication.
我们的福音施工需要每一个信徒的代祷。
Our gospel ministry needs the prayer of every Christian.
作为牧者和传道人，我更需要大家的代祷。
As a pastor and minister myself, I need more of your supplication, your prayers and support.
更需要大家的祷。
I need your prayer and support.
每一个月，每两个月，哪怕每个季度，您能不能来参加一次周三晚上教会的祷告会？
How about once in a month, once in 2 months, or once in one season, come to the church to attend our prayer meeting.At 7:30 on Wednesday night.
大家看看这个 bulletin.
Look at this bulletin.
下边有一项祷告会。
On the cover page.
周三晚上七点半。
Information about prayer meeting, 7:30 on Wednesday night.
十九世纪，英国大布道家被称为金嗓子的斯布珍牧师，被称为传道者的王子。
In the 19th century.The British, a great preacher, Charles Spurgeon, was called King of Preachers.
那据记载，当时呢，曾经有几位美国的传道人专程的到英国去听斯布珍牧师的讲道。
So according to historical records, a few American preachers visited England.To attend his, to listen to his preach and sermons.
当崇拜结束之后，他们上前去问斯布珍牧师。
After worship, they asked a preacher, Spurgeon.
因为当时斯布珍牧师他所在的教会一扩再扩，扩到最后租用临时租用的一些 conference center 下边听讲道的人。一千、两千、五千、一万、两万。
His church expanded again and again, from 1,000, 2,000, to 20,000.
那这几位美国牧师就问斯布珍牧师说：“你讲道得能力的秘诀在哪里？”
So the American preachers asked him, "What's the secret for gaining strength for your preaching?"
斯布珍牧师就把他们带到教会的地下室。
Pastor Spurgeon brought them to the basement of the church.
打开了一扇门。
Opened a door.
好几百人在那里跪着祷告。
They saw several hundreds of people kneeling down on their knees, praying there.
司布真对那几位访问的美国传道人说，这就是我能力得能力的来源。
Spurgeon told those American visitors, "This is the source of my strength."
他说：“这批带祷的勇士们，警醒的守望者。
These brave soldiers and alert watchmen.
他们就是教会复兴的发电厂。
They are the power plant of the revival of our church.
他们将来的赏赐是大的。
Their reward in the future in heaven.”Is the greatest.
所以我在这里再次的盼望，能在每周三晚上祷告会上能够看到更多的弟兄姐妹。
So I still hope that I will be able to see more brothers and sisters on Wednesday night at the prayer meeting.
为我们的教会的复兴增加能量。
To add more energy to the revival of our church.
我刚才提到说，有弟兄姐妹存在带祷的误区。
Just now I mentioned that maybe some of you have misunderstanding of supplication.
那其实在生活中，当我们开始为他人祷告的时候，
In our life, sometimes when we start to pray for others,
祷告了一次两次之后，看到似乎没有什么结果。
One time or twice, we don't see any result.
是不是很容易灰心呢？
So it's easy for us to be discouraged.
当我们进入祷告的时候，不可避免的可能会有一种功利的心态。
So when we enter into prayer, it's inevitable that we might have an utilitarian attitude.
这意思就是说，我既然祷告了，那我就希望它能实现。
Means that since I pray, I hope to see it can be realized.
但其实许多时候呢，我们缺乏的是什么呢？就是缺乏对那位上帝的尊重、礼貌和忍耐。
Many times we lack of respect, politeness, and endurance to God.
我们很多时候呢，就像长大了一点的孩子一样。
We're like a child who has grown a little bit.
认为我们父母为我们预备吃的、穿的、用的，那是理所当然的。
So we think that our parents prepare what we need to eat.Drink and use. We take,
是天经地义的。
We take it for granted, and it's unquestionable truth.
有一对年轻的夫妇曾经和我分享过一件事情。
One young couple once shared one thing with me.
他们有一个非常值得他们骄傲的独生小女儿。
They have only one little girl, who they feel so proud of.
聪明、漂亮、听话。
She was smart, pretty, and obedient.
在学校常常是他班里老师的小小的帮手，他的学习成绩非常好。
Little helper of teachers in class in school.
在体育方面，从六岁开始参加市里州里的游泳比赛，总是拿奖牌。
In physical education, she started to participate in swimming contests in the state or in the city since 6 years old.
接着，他们的女儿长到八九岁的时候，有一天。要求他们有一件事情，他们没有满足他。
So she received a lot of certificates of merit and medals when she was 8 and 9 years old. So one day, what she requested, was not satisfied.
结果就大声喊叫着说：“你们不爱我。
”So she started to yell, "You don't love me."
我不是这个家里的人。
I don't belong to this family.
然后二话不说，离家出走了。
Then she left the home.Without saying anything.
面对这件突发的事件，那一对一向为他们自己女儿感到自豪而骄傲的父母。
So facing this incident, the young parents who feel so proud of the child,
心中就像发生了强烈的地震。
Just like earthquake in their heart.
他们异常的震惊，异常的心痛，
they were
伤心到了极点。
Painful to the extreme.
其实作为基督徒弟兄姐妹，我们想过没有
？So as Christians ourselves, have you ever thought about it?
当我们对祷告灰心、埋怨，甚至生气而放弃的时候
，So when we feel discouraged by the result of the prayer, we complain, feel angry and want to give up.
我们在天上的父，他是怎样的心情？
At that moment, how does our Heavenly Father feel?
有人形容说，今天的上帝是一个敞开的爱的伤口。
Some people describe it, the heart of our God is like an open wound of love.
他因我们与他远离而心痛。
She feels painful when we depart away from him.
他因我们对他失去了信心而伤怀。
She is sad when we lose our faith in him.
他因我们醉心于这个世界而哭泣。
He cries when we sink into the material world.
他渴望我们回到他的家中来。
He is longing for our return to his family.
接下来我们要思想的是基督徒生命成长的要素的第二部分。
The next element.
腓立比书一章九节下半部分，基督徒生命成长的种子。
Philippians, chapter 1, verse 9.It's about the seeds of Christian spiritual growth.
腓立比书一章九节后半部分，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
Second half of the verse, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
圣经在这里告诉我们，爱的种子是在知识和见识上增长。
So it tells us as love.Abound in knowledge and depth of insight.
那我想请问弟兄姐妹，这里讲的知识和见识，是不是我们在学校里面所获得的各样的学位？
So I would like to ask you, does knowledge and insight here, does it refer to all the degrees we receive from school?
或者是指我们在社会上工作中所获得的各种经验？
Or the social experience that we gain in our job and life?
是不是？是不是
？Yes, no.
不知道啊。
Don't know.
虽然不回答
，although you don't answer,
就说明是不知道，因为我们常常把这些东西带到教会。
Usually we bring all those to the church.
那有人说，牧师你怎么就不会问这些知识和学识是不是神学知识，是不是圣经知识
？Well, is it theological or Bible knowledge and insight?
我比较认同有一个解释说，所谓这里的知识和见识呢，是一种实践的智慧。
So I would like to, I agree to one explanation. Knowledge and insight, it's a practical wisdom.
是一种属灵的理解能力和属灵的辨别能力。
It's spiritual insight and spiritual discernment.
是指基督徒将爱和真理在生命中活出来的一种属灵的品质。
It's the spiritual quality of life by exemplifying love and truth in our daily life.
所以提到这里，新约圣经中有一个地方提到的爱心和知识那个地方。
So, in our Bible, one verse talk about knowledge and love.
哥林多前书十三章一到三节，我能说万人的方言等等等等这一段。
So Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3.
这就是腓立比书一章九节提醒我们的，我们只要以爱心作为种子，作为基础，作为前设。
So it reminds us, if we have love as the seed, the basis and precondition.
我们所掌握的又多，多而又多的知识和见识，才多多益善。
So our knowledge and insight can be better and better.
那这个爱心，爱爱爱，提到爱，爱的真谛是什么
？So what is love? What is the truth about love?
这就是大家非常熟悉的《哥林多前书》十三章四到七节那一段。
So the definition of love is described in
a
very famous scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:4.
所以这段经文告诉我们要将爱的真理应用在日常的生活中。
So it tells us, reminds us that we should apply the love in our daily life.
要身体力行。
Practice it.
像主耶稣基督那样是智慧和身量，并上帝和人喜爱他的心都一起的增长。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
指的是身心灵的全面的成长。
It's the overall growth of physical, spiritual, and soul.
否则只是头脑和嘴巴上的知识的操练。
Otherwise, it's only practice of our brain and mouth.
只有所谓知识、智慧的增长，而身量的增长停止了。
So, with the increase of wisdom, but our stature stopped developing.
其结果就会成为医学上的那个有一种的脑水肿的叫大头娃娃一样，
so,
头重脚脚轻。
To result in like a big head baby.
所以基督徒的生命成长的要素中的爱心是多么的重要。
So we can see the seed for spiritual growth. Love is so important.
那我们再来看腓立比书一章十到十一节，是基督徒生命成长的硕果。
And third element, the fruit of Christian spiritual growth.
腓立比书一章十到十节，是你们能分别是非，或做喜爱的美好的事，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
So Philippians chapter 1 verse 10, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ.
那在成为基督徒之前，许多弟兄姐妹们都会讲说，在我小的时候，我的爷爷奶奶、我的父母一直教导我要做一个诚实的人。
So many brothers and sisters shared that before becoming a Christian, when they were young, their grandparents' parents always taught them to be an honest person.
我从小到大都是按照这个标准去做去行的。
So I always do according to this standard since young.
回顾我的一生呢，除了我在公司里边、机构里边拿过人家的信封、信纸之外，除了打骂过自己的孩子之外，好像我问心无愧。
So when I review my whole life, except maybe use the envelopes or letter paper in the company, or except scolding our children, I feel no shame or have a clear conscience.
我们在这里暂且不讨论罪的概念。
So temporarily, we won't discuss about the concept of sin.
那就腓立比书一章十节这里讲的分别是非的含义做一点讨论。
So let's talk about the connotation of discern what is best here.
分别是非从字面上理解应该不难的。
It's not hard to understand it from the surface of this term.
是对好坏善恶的分别。
To tell from good, bad, or kind and evil.
但经文里边做了一点补充，说是或者做喜爱那美好的事。
In the scripture, there is a supplemental explanation in the parenthesis of that scripture. Means like to do good things.
所以这里的意思是不仅要做出分辨和判断，而且还要有行动上的表现。
So not only discern or judge, but take action.
所以在此关键的分别是非，它具体的含义呢，有实验、试验、检验、验证的意思，查验的意思。
So the specific meaning of discern here means test or inspect.
讲的直接一点就是认可，就是接纳，也是选择。
Or more directly, it's to appreciate, accept, and choose valuable things.
就是彼此有分别，是比其他的优胜的事情要这样的选择。
So make a choice for something that's different and also things that are better.
就是择善而从，认可那最卓越的事情，选择那真正要紧的事。
So it means choose the best, accept the extraordinary, and choose the most important things.
那对于基督徒来讲，什么是最要紧的事情？
So to us Christians, what is the most important thing?
那就是越来越多的认识上帝和他的旨意，然后呢，身体力行的去做出来。
So that is to know God more and more, and know His will more and more.
这就是
and exemplify it.
这就是做一个诚实无过的人。
Be a pure and blameless person.
那好像又回到了刚才话题，我就是一个诚实无过的人。
So now return to what we just said. Someone felt that they feel no shame for their whole life.
因为在我们的头脑里边，做一个诚实无过的人，靠着我爷爷奶奶，靠着我爸爸妈妈教导我，靠着我自身的约束力。
So in their mind that they can be a pure person through the teaching of their grandparents or parents.
那圣经告诉我们，结满的仁义的果子是靠着耶稣基督，就是腓立比书一章十一节。
But the Bible tells us how to be a pure person, how to be filled with fruit of righteousness. It all comes through Jesus Christ.
所以这里说的意思是，我们择善而从，成为诚实无过的人，不是靠我们自己的克制能力。
So when we talk about choose to do good things and be a pure, blameless person, it's not through our own efforts.
结满了仁义的果子，不是靠我们自己的能力，靠我们自己的力量，是能够才能够培养出来的。
Be filled with the fruit of righteousness is not through our own strengths and efforts.
是靠着耶稣基督。
But through Jesus Christ.
正如约翰福音十五章五节提到的说：“我是葡萄树，我是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果。”
John chapter 15:5, the Lord told us, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit.
还有一句怎么说呢？因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
He also says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以常在耶稣里面，怎么样才能常在耶稣里面？
So a man remains in him, the Lord. How can we do this?
就是咱们一直强调的，读经、祷告，将眼睛和鼻子、耳朵、嘴巴组合在一起，互相不要嫌弃，也不要自卑，要参加教会的集体生活，使自己融在一个有机体里面，在基督的大家庭里。
So that's what we have been emphasized. Read the Bible, pray.Bring eyes, nose, ears, mouth to the church. Don't feel discouraged. Don't belittle yourself. We come to this church to have the collective spiritual life and immerse ourselves.
所以只有这样才能够叫荣耀归称归称赞归于到上帝那儿。
Only in this way, we can do everything to the glory of God.
上帝的荣耀从哪里显出来？
So where is God glorified, exemplified?
一方面我们可以说从他的创造里面，宇宙万物。
So one thing we can say is through his all creations, the universe.
那在这个地上呢，就是靠我们一个一个信徒。
It's through us Christians.
从我们基督徒的身上。
Through our good testimony.
借着呢美好的见证在。固然我们每一个属上帝的女儿，每一个基督徒都还有不尽人意的地方。
Though as a child of God and Christian, we are not perfect.
但是我们经历了上帝的恩典。
But we experienced the grace of God.
上帝的恩典又借着弟兄姐妹之间的爱彰显了出来。
And the love among Christians.
并将这恩典的爱又传给他人。
And we deliver this love to others.
从而形成了一个基督徒生命成长过程中美好的一个循环。
So it becomes a beautiful cycle.
敬拜赞美，得着恩典的爱，将这恩典的爱传递给他人。
Worship the Lord, receive grace and love, and then deliver the grace, pass the grace and love to others.
使更多的人加入敬拜赞美和享受那属天的恩典的大爱。
So more and more people can join us, and we can enjoy grace and love from God together.
所以在这个新年的时候，我邀请弟兄姐妹们，让我们学习为他人代祷祈求。
So let's learn to be supplicant.
预备成长的。
To pray for others, to prepare the season for growth.
带来爱心的种子。
Bring the love seeds.
使它发芽。
So it sprouts.
因为我们为他人代祷祈求，上帝亲自的浇灌来培育。
So we pray for others and pray to the Lord so that He can water, cultivate Himself.
使我们基督徒生命中的爱心种子发芽、成长、开花，结出那丰硕的果子。
So the seed of love in our life, it can sprout, grow, blossom, and bear fruit.
这就是基督徒生命成长的要素。
So these are the elements of our Christian spiritual growth.
盼望我们基督徒在这新的一年开始的时候。
So I hope as Christians at this beginning of the new year,
都能够祈求上帝将我们的身体内原本那极度活跃而不稳定的那个钠元素和有毒的气体氯，我说是原本在我们身体内极不活跃的钠元素和有毒的气体氯，能够使它结合起来。
So we pray to God that, He can help us to put the unstable sodium and the poisonous chlorine gas together.
使我们的基督徒的生命能够将爱和真理活出来。
So we can exemplify love and truth in our daily life.
能够一个一个的成为这个世上的盐。
So we become the salt of the earth.
既能保鲜，又能带出美妙的味道来。
Which can keep things fresh, but also bring amazing flavor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，那现在我们一起来用刚才我们唱过的一条非常美丽的诗歌。我今天为你祝福，作为我们的回应诗歌。
So we'll sing the song again as a responding hymn.
我今天为你祝福。耶和华比天天看顾，你在家在外，你出你入，耶和华必一路保护。你当除去恐惧的心，因为车不是从神来。靠着耶稣，永不摇动我们一生梦要大步。今天为你祝福，耶和华的天天看顾，你在家在外，你出你入。耶和华的一路保护，你当除去恐惧的心，因为这不是从神来，靠着耶稣永不摇动，我们一生蒙了大福。
地一路保护，你当除去恐惧的心，因为这不是困难，靠着耶稣永不摇动，我们一生梦要大呼，你当除去恐惧的心，因为这不是从神来，靠着耶稣永不摇动，我们一生梦要大呼，摇动我们一生梦想。
我现在邀请大家一起起立，我们一起用上帝的话语接受赐福。The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安，从今时直到永永远远。 Amen. 大家请坐。